This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root in a very Christmassy shirt today. I kind of break out my bright red shirts for Christmas time. I got another one for you on Monday. Don't forget, Monday is the day before Christmas Eve, and I'm actually working on Monday here on this show. It'll be the last day I'm working for 3 days, and I'll be back on Friday, taking off Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday for Christmas. So on Monday, we're going to take lots of calls on this show on Newsmax TV and USA Radio Network. If you've been saving up to call me, we're going to grab a lot of calls on Monday. We're grabbing calls as usual on Fridays tomorrow. I decided to break with precedent and grab calls yesterday because it was an historic day from the standpoint that there was an impeachment. I think the real historic aspect of it was that a federal judge basically struck down the heart of Obamacare, number one. And number two, the Democratic Party committed suicide. And by the way, you know who's opposite me on Fox News is Tucker Carlson. Tucker, are you copying me, man? I've been saying all week that, and in my Twitter feed I've been saying all week, that the Democrat Party reminds me of Jim Jones at Jonestown in Guyana when he asked his people to drink poison. They all committed suicide. The entire Democratic Party has jumped off a cliff for Pelosi, Nadler, and Schiff. They've all committed political suicide like sheep, like the followers of Jim Jones in Jonestown. Then I heard the next night, who said it? Tucker Carlson. Come on, Tucker. You don't have to copy me. You're at Fox News. They're the big team. You don't really need to follow me and grab my stuff. Come on. I was talking a minute ago about the Democrat primary and how there's a debate tonight and nobody is going to watch. It's Christmas time and they're all so boring and they've got nothing new to say. But let me give you an idea of how radical and extreme the Democratic Party is. I don't know why anybody could ever vote for these people. And I don't think they would. If it wasn't for illegal aliens voting and voter fraud, I think Trump would win by one of the most massive landslides in the history of the United States of America. As it is, I think he'll win by a massive electoral landslide. But the ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union, yeah, them, calls for tampons and other feminine hygiene products to be placed in men's restrooms. You can't make this stuff up. There is something mentally wrong with extreme liberal Democrats. The ACLU has called for men's restrooms to be stocked with tampons and other menstrual products. They maintain the menstrual products should be available to all, including transgender and non-binary. ACLU argues there is a lack of access to menstrual products in many spaces specified for men. You think? Wow, these people are truly crazy. The nonprofit group says accessibility to menstrual products for all will help achieve menstrual equality. I can't even believe I just read that. I can't believe somebody wrote that, and it wasn't a comedy routine. These people are stark, raving, mad, crazy. They think that men can be women, and women can be men, and some people could be non-binary, which I assume means you're like a salmon. If you're swimming upstream, you could be a man. If you're swimming downstream, you could be a woman. You could change your chromosomes on a daily basis. Cuckoo for Cocoa Pops. This is why Republicans will win in a landslide in 20. We'll take back the House. We'll keep the Senate, expand our lead, and Trump will win by a true electoral landslide. And I think probably a pretty wide margin in the general election, too. The impeachment is number one. You all made fools of yourselves, and you destroyed, defaced the office of the presidency and the United States Congress by making nothing into impeachment. Insanity. And you proved your extremeness. And number two, your extreme views are so radical, it's scary. Now, let me give you another example. If I say to you the most important thing in the world is the wall, we got to protect America and secure our border and keep bad people out, No, not everybody who comes over the border is bad, but that's why the wall needs to be up, and there needs to be a door in the wall, as Trump has said, and you need to distinguish between bad people and good people, and you need to extreme vet, right? That's why you need to do all that. And you open the door for some of the good people, but you leave out all the bad people. You can't let everybody into your country, and you can't have sanctuary cities where you break the law. It doesn't make any sense. There are laws for a reason in America. If you allow illegals to stay in America and liberals protect them, then I'm going to just start driving 120 miles an hour. When the cop pulls me over, I'm going to say, wait a minute. You can't arrest an illegal in a sanctuary city for being illegal, so you can't arrest me for going 120. I just believe 60 is too low, and I'm going to double it. And that's my business. We can all do whatever we want to do. There are no laws in America anymore. But in any case, I digress. If you're against the wall, how could you pay for walls in other countries? I've always said, how could you have Nancy Pelosi be against the wall, and she's got a wall around her estate? How can you have Harry Reid against the wall, and he's got a wall around his country club? How do I know? Harry Reid lived in the same country club as me until a year ago. I lived in a beautiful place called Anthem Country Club in Henderson, Nevada, a suburb of Las Vegas. Very ritzy country club. And I had a beautiful home there. A block away, Harry Reid's home. What was around our country club? A giant wall. There was a space in the wall, and who was in that space? Armed guards. So, you know, you just wonder, how could you be against the wall when you protect your family with a wall? How could you be against guns when you protect your family with guns? So here's what I think. Again, almost everyone else in America, Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingraham, they'll all be talking about impeachment tonight. I will, too, at some point. But there are more important stories, because impeachment is just a dumb story. And when the Senate closes the and acquits Trump in one day, it's all going to be gone. It was all wasted. All the time talking about it, all the hot air expended was a waste. So I find other interesting issues to talk about. American taxpayers continue funding border walls in the Middle East. So the border wall in America got goose eggs for a couple years. Trump is president. They wouldn't release a dollar. This time, in order to get a budget deal, they gave Trump $1.4 billion in federal funds for the fiscal year 2020. Keep that number in mind. $1.4 billion. Some people would say, wow, that was a lot of money. That is chicken feed. That is nothing. At the same time, Democrats gave $1.4 billion to Trump for the wall. In the same spending bill, fiscal 2020, this bill provides the country of Jordan with more than $7.3 billion to be used to help the country, quote, enhance the ability of Jordanian armed forces to increase or sustain security along its borders, and an additional $500 million allocated to help security along Jordan's borders. If you add $7.3 billion and 500 million, that's $7.8 billion provided by American taxpayers to give security along the border to Jordan. Now, I've got three different friends named Jordan, and there's a couple of pro athletes named Jordan. I care about all of them more than I care about the country of Jordan. Who cares about Jordan? Why would you give $1 of America's money to Jordan for national security or building a wall in Jordan? Are you out of your minds? You must be. More proof that the Democrat Party is mentally ill, that some of them, are traitors to America and the American Constitution and the American taxpayer and the laws of America. And that I think the Mexican drug cartel has paid off most of the Democrat Party. There's no other reason you could fight against border security in America but give billions to Middle Eastern countries none of us care about to provide security at their border and build a wall at their border. But wait, I'm not done. Another $1.2 billion is available until September 2021 to enhance border security of nations such as Jordan, Lebanon, Egypt, and Tunisia. Now, I care about our border with Mexico. I care about our border with Canada, too, by the way. I care about our ports all across America. I care about terrorism. I care about letting illegals in. I care about letting the Mexican drug cartel in. I care about human trafficking. I care about pedophilia. I care about drug trafficking. All the drugs coming in this country killing Americans. I care about all that. I don't know about you. I don't mean to sound, I don't know, nationalist, populist, non-globalist. What a sin. I don't care about core Jordan. I don't care about Lebanon. I don't care about Egypt. And I don't give a flying you-know-what about Tunisia. Why should I? Why should you? What's Tunisia done for you and me lately? What's Lebanon done for you and me lately? Do I care about their border security? Let their taxpayers pay for their border security. This is the third consecutive year that American taxpayers have been forced to pay for border security enhancement in foreign countries in the Middle East. And meanwhile, the U.S. Border Patrol caught more than 851,000 border crossers crossing illegally into our nation in fiscal 2019, a 115% increase in illegal immigration compared to the year before. And federal immigration officials estimate that we only catch about half, one out of every two, of all border crossers, illegal border crossers. That means an additional 851,000 actually got into the United States of America last year. Now, don't you think we could have spent that $9 billion or so dollars on American border security instead of giving it to the Middle East? I mean, at least, you know, I'm a Jewish American. I love Israel. At least you could have given it to Israel for border security if you're going to waste it. You know, waste it not in America. At least give it to Israel, our best friend and ally in the Middle East and maybe the world. But I don't think we should give it to Israel or Tunisia or Lebanon. I think we need to spend it at home. And I think we need to bring troops all over the world back home from all these places far away, South Korea, Germany, Japan, we're guarding all of them. Bring them home and put them on the American border. Why are we spending billions to put troops in those countries to protect them just because they're our allies? They should be paying us. And this is the type of stuff that Trump says, but I said it when I ran for president of the United States as a libertarian in 2008. That was my campaign, that we should bring all our troops home and put them at the border and watch over our border and secure our border and protect our nation and our sovereignty. But if they want us in those foreign countries, pay for our troops to be there. Pay us billions of dollars to keep our troops there to protect their country. That was my idea. I'm glad to see President Trump has adopted many of my ideas. When we get back, I want to talk about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Her and I are on the same team for once. Wait till you hear about this one. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
So I just want to continue for just a second. Wayne Allen Root, by the way. Your relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, and capitalist evangelist. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I am born, bred, proud to be American through and through. I just want to read to you for a minute a little bit more about that ACLU calling for tampons and other feminine hygiene products in men's restrooms. The madness of liberals has got to be exposed. And you're talking to a completely pro-gay Republican. I don't care if you're gay. I was a Libertarian candidate on a Libertarian presidential ticket. And I couldn't care less about you being gay. You want to be gay, be gay. Go do whatever you want to do in the privacy of your bedroom as long as it doesn't hurt me. But this is madness and stupidity and offensive to normal Americans. So the ACLU also pointed out that men's homeless shelters typically don't provide menstrual products. And it's a similar situation in men's prisons. Now we're going to have to pay for menstrual products in men's prisons. Well, access to menstrual products in women's prisons is often inadequate, the ACLU says. It's far worse in men's prisons. Can you imagine? A guy's prison, you can't find tampons. The nonprofit legal organization critiqued the notion that only women menstruate, get pregnant, and breastfeed as an inaccurate portrayal. So, look, I'm 58 years old, and I've never met a man in my life who got pregnant. I've never met a man in my life who breastfeeds. It's not possible. So stop telling me things that aren't true. You're lying, and you're bizarre, and you're absurd, and you're offending all real men and women in the United States of America. Know this is nonsense. Liberals have lost their minds. But Ruth Bader Ginsburg is getting smarter in her old age. First of all, she ruled in favor of Trump on something just yesterday. And second of all, today she said, she suggests exactly what I said on this show. senators could be disqualified. She suggests that senators could be disqualified from upcoming impeachment trial if they are not impartial. She said the House indicts, the Senate tries. She was on the BBC TV network. The House indicts, the Senate tries the person, right? They'll try Trump. And should a trier be impartial? Of course. That's the job of an impartial judge. So let me take it from here. Elizabeth Warren is a United States senator who will be judging Trump's guilt or innocence. Bernie Sanders is a United States senator who will be judging Trump's guilt or innocence. Amy Klobuchar, running for president as a Democrat against Trump, looking to knock Trump out of office, is a United States senator. A senator, I think it's Michael Bennett. He's so nameless and personalityless, I don't even know. But his name's Bennett. He's from Colorado. He's a Democrat. He's still running for president. You ever hear of him? No. Is he qualified for debate? I don't think ever. He's just completely nameless, faceless, anonymous. But he's a senator, and he wants Trump's job, and he will be judging Trump. And there are many other people. Cory Booker is a U.S. senator. He's still running at 1% in the polls, but he's in the race. He'll be judging Trump. Kamala Harris dropped out, but she was fighting to replace Trump and hates Trump. And there's nothing impartial about her or any of these people. They're all U.S. senators who hate Trump. They have Trump derangement syndrome. How could they possibly judge Trump? Is there a single trial in America or judge in America who would allow at trial a jury of people who hate the guy they're judging? No. If Wayne Root was on trial, would they fill the jury with Rachel Maddow, Don Lemon, and Chris Cuomo? Would that be right? If Democrat TV hosts on MSNBC and CNN, who hate Wayne Root and hate Trump, and hate everything I say, and probably call me all kinds of names, if you allowed them to judge me at a trial that could send me to jail for many years, would that be fair? Would that be allowed in America? Not by any judge in America. So I have said, and I've written on TV, on radio, in my newspaper columns, that they all need to be disqualified because they're conflict of interest. They're conflicted. You can't allow it. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, turns out she agrees with me. And Elizabeth Warren signals she's ready to take impeachment action in the Senate. Just as I read that to you and say that to you, Elizabeth Warren says, Trump's the worst guy in the whole world, and he's got to be impeached, I'm ready to impeach him. Of course you are, because you have zero chance, Elizabeth Pocahontas, of ever becoming president of the United States. You were a fraud who made believe she was an Indian to rip off $450,000 a year from a real legitimate minority candidate or Indian candidate for that job at Harvard Law School. You're one of the great frauds and thieves of all time. But here's the thing. You want Trump's job, and you can never beat Trump. Your odds of beating Trump are zero. But if you were to get Trump out of office and find him guilty, convict him, you might be able to beat the next Republican who comes along who's very un-Trump-like and very cowardly and very weak.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On this Christmas Eve, President Trump is waiting to see what North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's Christmas gift turns out to be.
We'll find out what the surprise is and we'll deal with it very successfully. Let's see what happens.
There is a suspicion that Kim might order a long-range missile test for the first time in more than 2 years. Kim has warned that he will do something unless the United States and the Trump administration lift economic sanctions by the end of the year. a Russian court is extending the detention of American Paul Whelan. The 49-year-old has been accused of spying and faces up to 20 years in prison. The Moscow City Court ordered the former U.S. Marine to stay in custody until late March. U.S. officials have argued that Moscow arrested him to retaliate for the arrest of Maria Butina, a Russian spy in the United States. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, you know, if you watch this show, how much I believe a wall is necessary between the United States and the Mexico border. You know how much I believe that's the reason that Trump was elected president of the United States, because he made that the number one issue is the wall. And that's what got Trump the middle class vote. It's what made him a folk hero among middle class and working class America. You also know that I've got my own baby called Root for the Wall, my own PAC. You also know that I'm a big fan of We Build the Wall, and I think that they've all done a fantastic job building their own wall in Texas between the United States border and the Mexican border. And we've got a guest on who is on the board for We Build the Wall. Tom Tancredo is a former United States congressman. I happen to be a fan. I happen to love his work. He's an advisory board member for We Build the Wall. His website, or their website, is WeBuildTheWall.us. WeBuildTheWall.us. Tom Tancredo is the author of Mortal Danger, The Battle for America's Border Security. This has always been a big issue for Tom, and so we got him on the show to talk about it. Congressman Tancredo, how are you, man?
I'm dandy. How you doing, buddy?
Once you're a congressman, aren't you forever called former Congressman Tancredo? I have a hard time not using that word. It's a word of respect, right? You're always a congressman, kind of, right?
Called a lot of things. Sometimes, actually, people still call you congressman.
Aren't you glad I'm calling you something positive?
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure it is. I mean, I think congressional approval rating in the country is about, 18% or less, and that probably only represents the family of the people that are in there.
On a good day. That's on a good day. But you know what, though? The thing is, though, the average person hates Congress, but they love their own congressmen or congresswoman.
Yeah.
It's not so bad. The people in your district like you. So, anyway, look, you did a good job. I was always a fan of yours. And now you're on this board of We Build the Wall. So, first of all, tell us how it's going. Tell us what We Build the Wall has actually accomplished in its existence, okay?
We built a wall. Our first wall was built, it starts on the Rio Grande, and it is where the Rio Grande, Texas, and New Mexico meet. And our wall is just on the New Mexico side, although you would not know it. You would think you were in El Paso, frankly. They're just really next to each other.
Right.
And what happened was the fellow who started our whole project, his name is Brian Kovach. And
great guy. What a patriot.
Veteran.
Yes.
He's wonderful.
Yes.
Comes back and says, you know, hey, I don't know what the heck's going on here. They don't have enough money to build a wall, so he starts a GoFundMe. And who knows? And he didn't know, but in about 2.5 weeks, he raised $20 million, which is the highest. It is a record GoFundMe project by a factor of 10 or more. And, 600,000 people, 400,000 people, $60 a piece, average. And it was astounding. I mean, how people reacted to it. Well, they realized after doing this that you can't just give money to the federal government and expect, and they will not necessarily do what you ask. You can't earmark it. You say, here's my $20 million.
Just for the
wall. Yeah, no, basically.
You'd think if Trump's president, you could get him to say, I pledge that my Homeland Security will only spend that money on the wall. You'd think you could get that done with Trump as president. I understand you couldn't with Obama.
But I wouldn't trust it no matter what, even if he wanted to, even if he said it. Remember, the deep state still has their hooks in to every single part of the administration. So what they did was say, well, we'll change it into a 501c4, which is a private entity, nonprofit, and the money, people were able to transfer the money from the GoFundMe to the C4, and if they didn't do that, they got their money back, but like 95% or something did.
So yes.
We ended up with the money, and we found, now, you know, as a private entity, you have to find private land, a private owner. It's got to be on the border. It's got to be, you know, where there's a problem, where, in fact, you have a lot of illegal immigration. And so we finally did that, and a guy who owned a brick factory on the border there and had been begging the Border Patrol for years to please do something because he was being inundated. Now, he's on the New Mexico side, right there at the Rio Grande. And They were stealing all of his equipment, vandalizing what they didn't steal. He had to walk around on his own property with a loaded 45. It was terrible. We came, and the Border Patrol and the Corps of Engineers wouldn't do anything about it. And so they said it's too expensive. The ground is too, the terrain is too tough. It goes up a 30% grade. We just don't think it's worth it. We'd have to spend $20 million, and it would take us months. So we're not going to do it. Well, we found out. We came in. We, from the time we first got there and started the permit process, which is the longest period of time that we had to spend, to the time that it was constructed was 57 days. And we constructed the wall in 11 days. And
you did it under budget, I'm sure, right?
Oh, hey, they wanted $20 million. For this, because it was such a difficult terrain. We did it for $8.5 million. We did it for a tenth of the time. And it's better than any wall on the border, any barrier on the border. And that is according to the Border Patrol.
And Tom Tancredo, you know what this reminds me of? This story reminds me of Donald Trump when he built the when he fixed the Woolman ice skating rink in Central Park in New York.
Oh,
they all said
he
did it in like 2 weeks when they tried for 12 years and nobody could do it. No one could get the funding, and he said, "I'll do it for free." And he did it in like 2 weeks, and he did it for, you know, 1/8 of what they said it would cost, and he donated the money. What a great guy! And that's the ingenuity and get it done of the average American entrepreneur in the private sector versus all these people that work in government that never get anything done and can't bring anything in on budget, you know, because it's not their money. They don't care.
That's right. That's been perhaps the most rewarding aspect of the whole thing with, well, that and the fact that we cut off 19 trails that had been used by cartels to bring in drugs and, of course, humans. And
great stuff.
Yeah. But Bravo. The other part is showing what you do with the private industry, private enterprise can do as opposed to government. And I'm telling you, I know I'm going to sound like Donald Trump here, okay? But this is the greatest wall that's ever been constructed on planet Earth.
and I guarantee you the wall that Trump's building, I love Trump, but the wall that Trump has the government building is inferior to your wall, right?
It is, in fact, our wall has, our steel is 85-year lifespan, government 25. Our sensors go out 30 yards farther than theirs. They are far more sensitive than the government. We built a concrete highway along our wall for the Border Patrol to use. We call it the deplorable highway. Nowhere on the entire border is there a concrete road for the government, for the Border Patrol to use. Our lighting system, I'm telling you, you touch that wall and at night and you think you're in Yankee Stadium or something.
And I'm a Yankee fan, so that's good. I like it.
So I'm telling you, it is honestly, people listening, go to WeBuildTheWall.us and you will see what has been accomplished. I must tell you, I'm so proud of the people. I mean, I'm on the board. You know what that means? It means I talk to you and anybody that will give me an opportunity.
That's important.
Well, I hope so. But I mean, in terms of the guys that did it and Tommy Fisher, who owns Fisher Industries, these people are incredible. I mean, he brought 200 men, 40 pieces of heavy equipment. He has a unique process for doing it. He's now working with DHS. I think they have actually contracted with him to do like 100 or 200 miles of wall because of what we showed them. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fabulous.
Because the president said, hey, you know, what's the deal here? Look at these guys. They did this for $8.5 million. The Corps of Engineers said $20 million. They did it in 57, well,
record time.
Government wouldn't need 57. We had to get all the permits. Government can do it.
Tom, we're running
11 days.
Tom, look, you're an enthusiastic salesman. I love you. We're running short on time. I want to get in one more point. Got to get in before the segment ends. A federal judge, who I got to assume is an Obama judge, issued an injunction blocking the building of the border wall by you guys. Tell me what's happening with that. Was it an Obama judge, and what's happening?
It's a TRO. It's a you know, temporary restraining order, because a couple of really whacked out environmentalists have gone in and said, oh, this is a new part. This is not the war we're talking about. This is a new wall in McAllen, Texas. And we have started it. Tommy Fisher owns the property himself. He began it, and the environmentalists and the leftists went to the judge and got a temporary restraining order. Don't worry.
Was it an Obama judge? It must have been an Obama judge.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely.
It's always an Obama judge.
It was. But don't worry. We will overcome this, as we have each time. Believe me, we've had to deal with this time and time again. Because I'll tell you, my friend, corruption does not stop at the border.
All right, you guys are great. Steve Bannon's great. Tom Tancredo's great.
You bet he is.
Brian Kolfage is great. WeBuildTheWall.us. WeBuildTheWall.us. I wanted to get your message out and have you on the show to really spread it. Spread it, Tom. Let everybody know. Great job.
Will do.
Merry Christmas. All right, Tom Tancredo, former United States Congressman, We Build the Wall, doing a great job down there. Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. Let's make sure you go to the, stay tuned for the ad coming up next for Dr. Joe Williams. If your hair loss is bothering you, this is the main man in America, Dr. Joe Williams. Hi, everyone.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root.
Can't help you. Another enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a health care program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199. $9 per month. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average, a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $15,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-274-9490. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-274-9490. That's 800-274-9490. 800-274-9490.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry, you can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance, so you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Democrat Party's in disarray. We got him on the run. Nancy Pelosi doesn't want to bring the articles of impeachment to the U.S. Senate. Can you imagine? First of all, she has a press conference today, Pelosi. And she says, I'm not going to answer any questions related to impeachment. That's the day after she impeached Trump. She closed an impeachment. She doesn't want to answer any questions about impeachment. Makes sense. And Mitch McConnell said Pelosi is too afraid to send the impeachment articles to the Senate. And it looks like prosecutors are getting cold feet. This is really comical, says Mitch McConnell. And Donald Trump says, you don't show up in the Senate, you lose. You lose. Greg Stube is a United States congressman, Republican, from Florida. He says, I've never seen the Republican Party more unified. He says, basically, I'm going to paraphrase, we've all been in this battle, this war together, and we won the war, you know? I mean, we stuck together. That's a win to defend President Trump. We may have lost the impeachment, but we won the war. We stuck together. Not one Republican voted for the impeachment. We did a good job. We all... We're so unified. When you come through something like that, it's like being in the Marines, like being in the military with somebody. You feel like they're a brother for life. Congress is unified. And they all feel like they're going to win the House back in 2020. And along those lines, what I think is very important news tonight is Congressman Jeff Van Drew of New Jersey officially announced, he announced his decision to flip parties, but he officially did it today. He flipped to the Republican Party and pledged undying support. That's a quote for President Donald Trump. Now, you know, look, I love it. I think it's great news. Great news for the Republican Party. And how many times in history has anybody switched from Democrat to Republican? And how many times in history has anyone switched from the majority party in Congress to the minority party in Congress? Unheard of. The other way around sometimes. Never, never from majority to minority. Van Drew did that. And I, you know, look, this is the one of the few times I'd say it's justified. Normally I'm upset and I go, well, you know, what do you got to do with the Republican Party? You're a lifelong Democrat. You know, you were attacking Trump yesterday. Now you're on his side. But you know what? It's possible that he saw the light when he saw how bad this impeachment really is. He saw the light. So I have no problem that I welcome Congressman Jeff Van Drew to the Republican Party. Welcome aboard. when you wonder what's, you know, what's going on with big tech, high tech, when you wonder what's going on with social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, they're all against us. They won't allow us to make a living anymore if you're a conservative. They won't allow you, if you're pro-Trump, to get your name out, to get your word out, to get your opinions out. And you wonder why. So according to the Federal Election Commission, data was analyzed by Yahoo Finance. And while Joe Biden is the Democrat frontrunner at the moment, which, by the way, that's what the article says, I don't think he's the Democrat frontrunner. I think he's in third place in many polls. I think he's in fourth place in the Iowa poll. I think he's in so much trouble. He's never going anywhere. He reminds me of Rudy Giuliani, who was everybody's favorite when he ran for president back in, wasn't it 12? I think it was 12. 08. All right, so in 08, he runs for president. He's everybody's favorite, leading man. And then he never wins a single state, and he drops out quickly. That's going to be Joe Biden. Although the Democrats have nobody else, so I'm not quite sure what they're going to do. But when you look at the donations given to Democrat candidates by all the big tech companies, and they analyzed Microsoft, Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Netflix, and Google, the number one candidate they gave to by a landslide, Bernie Sanders. Number two, Elizabeth Warren. And it wasn't even close. Sanders number one, Warren a distant second. But when you put the two together, 30% of all the money, of all the money given to any candidate, including Trump's, on both sides, 30% of the money went to Bernie, 20 to Elizabeth Warren. That's 50% of all the dollars from big tech and social media went to two extreme radical socialist nutcases. Another 10 to 24%, depending on which company, went to the gal who dropped out, Kamala Harris, who was also extreme left. So Biden gets 0% donations at Netflix and 2.6% at Microsoft. Obviously, even though I can't stand any of these people at big tech, even though they're all terrible, even though it's, they're proving themselves all socialists, well, they get rich on stock options, biggest hypocrites in the world. They don't like Biden, and they realize he's old and he's stumbling and he's got senility issues. He just looks terrible up there. He can't remember anything. So big tech gets it. Unbelievable. Biden's not the front runner. And by the way, even though they gave zero at Netflix to Biden and 2.6% of Microsoft to Biden, 1.4% of Google employees donated to Trump. 13% of Netflix donated to Trump. So Trump beats Biden. Interesting. All right. The day's up. We got one more day to go before the last weekend before Christmas. And then I'll be back with you on Monday as well. But I'll be with you tomorrow, Friday. I'll be off for Christmas Eve, Christmas, and the day after Christmas, then back again that Friday. But we will take calls tomorrow. We will take calls on Monday. We'll try to do the whole hour on Monday. Calls, calls, calls. We'll have a lot of fun. So make sure you take the number down, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. All the cops out there, be safe tonight. All the military and all the ex-military vets, be safe tonight. We love you. We thank you for sacrifices. And now, don't go away yet, because I'm ending my show. Because there's still one more thing to remember, one more thing to watch, one more message to digest. My Doctor Suggests, sponsored this show. Their message coming up next. Flu season is here. Silver is the best defense against cold and flu, many say. Wayne Root says it. I don't get colds. I don't get the flu. I don't get sick. I use their products. They're the best. My Doctor Suggests, alkaline structured silver, coming up next.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.